So for a long time, I was addicted to creating external change. I just kept thinking if I could change everything outside of me, I would finally feel good. I'll be happy when. I'd set goals. I would want to constantly change my home, my work. If something wasn't feeling good, I would constantly think, okay, cool, what's next? How do we get out of here? How do we create a new situation? I was fantastic at manifesting, so I was just constantly manifesting new relationships, new jobs, a change to my hair, a new home, constantly distracting myself. Now, this is all the ways we're trying to create change through doing. We're doing, 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 but we're never arriving at the feelings we want to feel. We need to instead create change at the level of being. Stop relying on your doing to feel better. Stop relying on your doing, your action, to feel better. Rely more on your inner practices, shifting your state of being, this inner work, to feel how you want to feel, okay? If you can, at any stage at the moment, press pause on anything that you are striving for. Sometimes I do this in myself. I say, all right, any external goal I have at the moment, I'm just going to put pause on it. I'm just going to stop striving and aiming for that. And I'm going to learn to love and appreciate where I am. That's going to be my practice at the moment. I did it with this apartment, actually. I've been here for over 2 years. And I typically move homes every year, every single year, because I love that feeling of external change, right? Makes me feel like things are different and fresh and new. And in order to stay in this apartment, because I really wanted to keep feeling a very grounded, solid, settled feeling, so I decided to stay here. I really had to fight with that part of myself that just wanted to run away and go and create some dramatic external change. And I said, no, this may not be my dream home, but I'm going to learn how to love and accept it and make peace with it so that I'm not just distracting myself from the inner change that needs to happen. So sometimes I'll just press pause on anything I can see where I am striving and trying to be somewhere else and trying to be somewhere better, and instead say, okay, I'm going to let this be for now, and I'm going to start looking within and I'm going to do the inner work. So let me give you 5 inner work practices that you can use that will support you to create change from within in order to really feel how you want to feel without having to wait for something outside of you. So first of all, a morning practice is a really important thing to bring on if you haven't already started that. We talked about this right at the start, but this morning time I found was imperative to help me sit down and really think about, okay, what are some of the challenges I'm going to encounter today? Am I going to have to deal with that person that triggers me? Am I going to have, even though it activates all this feeling of lack, am I going to have to show up at that job that I actually know creates some really negative feelings? Am I going to encounter that same issue with my partner or my son or daughter today? So you almost want to know, okay, this is what I'm going to encounter, and start to consciously choose, so you're in your power, how am I going to handle this today? How am I going to handle this today? Versus just sort of stepping into it and just letting it all unfold the way it's going to unfold. I want you to have a little plan for yourself, some intentions. How am I going to handle this today? How am I going to show up? How can I stay connected to the feelings I want to feel? Who do I want to be? What do I want to be telling myself? Actually almost plan that out, particularly if it's a situation where you normally just go into a complete reaction. I want you to almost journal out and map out the ways that you want to handle it, anticipate that, and be ready for it as you encounter it in your day. The second thing is what I said previously in the previous video about choosing how you want to feel. So set some feeling-based words for the day. Calm, empowered, grounded, centered, focused, confident, assertive, whatever you feel are the feeling words you want to feel that will help you as you step into these situations, and are the feelings you want to feel as you're moving through your day regardless of what's happening around you. So you want to identify those feelings and see if you can jot down a few ideas around the things that you can do to support yourself to feel that through the day. So I would know if I was going into this work day, I'd encounter all these challenges and I was setting the intention to be calm. I'm like, okay, what is going to help me feel calm today? It might be doing my 5-minute morning meditation, ensuring I'm sipping on herbal tea rather than coffee, playing some calming music through my computer with my headset on so I could listen to that while I was working. taking 5 deep breaths before I responded to any email, ensuring I got outside of my lunch break to get some sunshine and fresh air, listening to an inspiring audiobook on my commute to or from work. There were all these things I could set up, having some lavender oil on my desk that I could sniff and just calm myself down. All these little things I could set up that would support me to feel that way in that day. Number 3, set some intentions. So this is like what we were saying with the first one, but it may not be just about encountering, you know, how you want to handle challenging situations. Just set some intentions around who you want to be. I want to be calm, centered, and focused today. I want to handle everything with ease and grace. I want to take really beautiful care of myself today and eat only nourishing foods. I want to choose herbal tea over coffee today. I want to put in some boundaries. So if someone tries to come and ask something of me when I'm working on something, I will let them know I'm unavailable and I'll come to them when I'm finished, whatever it is. You know, when my child gets upset with something today, this is my intention of who I want to be in that situation or how I want to handle it. So again, set some intentions. This is you getting in charge of your feelings and yourself and your life. Number 5, and I just mentioned this, is make sure you have practices that you can draw on through the day that will help you feel how you want to feel. So again, this is just being really prepared and taking really good care of yourself. Draw on anything we've talked about in this course. Is it the power of the pause again? Is it coming back just to pause before you do anything? Is it any of the practices we used around slowing down? How to slow down as you're moving through your day? Is it about if you have the luxury of working from home like I do, taking space through the day to sit with your emotions and support yourself through that when you get triggered before you communicate or respond? Is it about setting up some self-love and self-care work through the day for yourself? So these little practices, we can't underestimate them. They are the number one thing that we can be drawing on to help us feel how we want to feel. So again, is it reading over some affirmations, reading a page of a beautiful supportive book, knowing what helps you feel how you want to feel? And then number 6 is to keep shifting your mind and your focus. So what again creates negative emotions, stressful emotions, all those things inside of us is where we're putting our focus. And in any situation we have, we can be focusing on things that make us feel good or things that make us feel bad. We can be focusing on what we don't have and what's not working, or what we do have and what's going well. We can be focusing on the negatives or the positives. We can be focusing on what we're angry about or what we're grateful for. So this is a powerful thing to be looking at in any situation that is causing you some type of emotional distress or upset or really deeply impacting you. Where is my mindset at around the situation? Where is my focus right now? Am I in a state of appreciation and gratitude, noticing the positive aspects, focusing on what's going well, telling myself positive, empowering stories? Or am I like compounding it all by being like, here's all the negatives, here's why I'm stuck, here's why I can't change, here's what's not working, and here's all the lack and limitation around this situation. So changing where you're focusing will make a massive difference to how you feel. And anywhere where you can shift into a state of appreciation and gratitude will instantly change your emotional state. Appreciation and gratitude instantly changes your emotional state. Now, I know it's hard to do in a situation that is not healthy or supportive or positive or what you want. But if you can even find a couple of small things, even outside of that situation, to focus on that you can feel grateful for in your life, it will, again, lift and elevate how you're feeling. And nothing outside of you needs to change. You just change what you're focusing on. You just change what you're focusing on. Let's see. A couple of additional practices I want to give you. I was just having a look at my notes here. I think we mentioned this in one of our earlier classes. But you know, when we had mentioned, if your emotional state drops, so say we were to give your emotions ratings from 0 to 10. A 0 is that really low level uncomfortable emotion. A 10 is I'm feeling high vibe and great. If you at any stage drop below, say, a 5, you start to get down into those lower emotions, sadness, anger, disempowerment, frustration. I again want to remind you of a practice we shared in a previous module, which is to ask yourself, what was I just thinking? What was I just telling myself? What was I just focusing on? And so you're at an emotion level 5 and you realize, oh my gosh, I was just telling myself that I'm stuck in this situation and I hate it and I feel really frustrated and unhappy. Okay, I was just telling myself that. Interesting. What can I do? What can I shift in my mind, or what can I do for myself in this moment to take me from the 5, maybe to a 7, maybe to an 8, maybe to a 9? I could go do something beautiful and self-care and loving for myself. Get outside and get some fresh air. I could change what I'm focusing on. I could list some gratitude, write some gratitude lists about where I am and what's actually great about where I am. I could put on some music and dance. I could go and make myself a nourishing meal. I could take 5 deep breaths. I could journal out my thoughts and feelings. I could take myself on a nature walk. So I want you to be just becoming really aware of where your emotions are at, what has happened within you. Don't give your power away and point it outside of you. What has happened within you that has created that feeling? What have you started telling yourself? And then what can you do in that moment to shift yourself into a higher level emotion? This is big work to practice, as is everything I'm teaching you in Slow Down and Tune In. But if you can really get this, even in one situation, even if there's only one situation where you can start to notice changes in how you're feeling, more happiness, more peace, more ease, more contentment, not because anything outside of you has changed, but because you've changed, you will start to open the door to this becoming, having a ripple effect into every area of your life. So don't worry if you can't do it in every area right now. Start with one. Start practicing it with one area. Notice the shifts, and once you find what works for you, apply it again and apply it again and apply it again. Yeah, because you deserve to feel good. You don't have to wait for anything outside of you to change. In order to feel good, you have the power to create that within yourself in any moment.